go, Richard.
I'd like to take a look at that. Well, this is a continuation of the interview with Gene Siebel, or Seibel, rather,
Seibel,
on August 8th, 1996. Yeah, it's interesting to see the different decisions that are made. And
so, you know, here a while back, there was some talk about, it started, you know, with USA having the erosion control now in the county. It's a big issue for subdivisions. I mean, there's a lot of soil lost and the way it rains here and the way we're building and everything. And again, that was a burden that was put on them that I think is a tough one to handle. But I think they get more cooperation now. But it seems to me that we can't do it hit and miss. I mean, and I don't mean to be picking on USA on this, but USA can't have, or Washington County can't have a statewide surface water plan. A countywide surface water plan, and then you got the adjoining counties that don't have anything yet. So everything that Washington County does, and we pay through our bill for surface water, it seems to me that to do it right, again, it's got to be management. It's got to be some type of a Clackamas. It's got to be a tri-county issue anyway.
Mm-hmm.
One county isn't going to make that. Well, it'll make an effect, but not as much effect as it should. So although we in Washington County are paying for rooftops and impervious ground cover and stuff like that, when you got the adjoining counties not doing it, that runoff goes right back in the river too. So
mm-hmm.
We've got an issue there that I think, you know, those are some of the things that needs, and I'm not a Metro fan, don't get me wrong, but I think those are some things that need to be done by a bigger government than a county government.
Mm-hmm. Why aren't you a Metro fan?
They don't have any successes. And what have they done for us?
Yeah, well, that Eldon Mills stands in your camp too.
Maybe that's why we get along so well.
Because I was talking to him about this as well. But the concept of an organization like Metro, though, you're saying is something that.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, I think Metro's got all the opportunity to do stuff, but I don't want to get into that. I don't.
Okay.
They need some success stories.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, the zoo's been successful. Well, the zoo was successful before, but I'm real concerned on this 2040 plan.
Yeah.
Not only is that going to have a lot impact on utilities, especially water and sewer, but what's it going to do to our society in the future? When we start stacking people on top of people, I mean, I don't know how you live, but when we start building 3,000, 3,500 foot square lots, how is society going to react in the future when we've got all the social problems that we have now and that type of thing? Aren't we just breeding more? I mean, we saw what happened in Columbia Villa when we put people on top of people, and we're coming out here and going to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some real concerns about the European plan for development.
So this relates to the urban growth boundary and
the urban growth and the amount of people, you know. See, I think, sure, I'm going to tell you I'd fight them, but the land where I live up here is not farmland. I mean, it's rock and it's clay and everything. This area should be developed. This is where the development should be, all from here all the way along the West Hills into Portland, not down there in the farmland, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it might cost a little bit more money to get utilities here, but not that much more. So I have a real problem with developing the valley floor when we've got all this land around us. And you've got that land between Mount Scott and Gresham, and that land that's not farmland, that should be developed, not the stuff down there along Sunset Highway.
Mm-hmm. And the way things sit now, this land is...
Oh, this has got to have 38 acres up here to build on now.
Oh, yeah. And it's that's by virtue of its specific location relative
yep.
to...
Yeah, well, it's... Yeah.
It's inside... Or not outside.
No, it's outside the EGB.
Right, outside.
It's outside the EGB.
Right. But was the urban growth boundary then? I guess I can almost answer my own question. I suppose the politics of it dictated that the valley floor would be
within the urban growth boundary. And that's easiest developed. Let's face it, that's easy. I mean, it's in the corridor, the transportation's there, and everything.
Yeah.
But my biggest issue, and I, you know, I, back when Senate Bill 1 was passed, and I'm kind of a Mike Ragsdale fan because he's helped out the water industry a lot when he was in the legislature. But Mike and I argue about this all the time. When you set up a government agency that sets property values, that goes against everything the way this country was set up. I mean, it used to be free enterprise, and if you improved something, got more money than the next guy, that was fine. But now, when we got an urban growth boundary and we set where that line is, that imaginary line, we're setting real estate prices. And we set some, you know, we talked about the economic impact of the Tualatin River. The economic impact in this area is because of the urban growth boundary. I mean, when you pay $135,000 for an acre to build homes on it, there's something wrong. And that's what some of the prices are going around here for development land.
Mm-hmm.
But we're off the subject.
Well, that's all right. It's all related, I think. Well, in fact, I'm starting to run out of questions
Good.
Here.
Good, I'm running out of answers.
I was going to ask you, though, first of all, if there's any issue or topic that you can think of that's within our...
Well, I guess one thing I would say, I don't think, and I don't want to include myself here, but I don't think there's some people that got enough credit. I think the Gary Kramers, the Eldon Mills, I mean, Eldon had a future in sight when he built Barney in 1970 and the second phase now. Some of the long-term or the older politicians for City of Portland that had the foresight to build the Bull Run, and even some of the people I've been acquainted with Tualatin Valley Water District and the foresight to get the water rights on the Willamette River. You know, these are dedicated individuals that have spent a lot of time and a lot of hassle looking out for the future, and they don't get enough credit.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of work done in this county, and Washington County has been blessed with some very, very good people to move the county into the future. And working with these people over the past 30 years, I don't have any concerns about we're going to meet the future needs. I feel very confident in what's been done ahead of me.
Besides Gary Kramer and Eldon Mills, who would you name?
Oh, I think there's some people that have done a good job. Names escape me. Eldon, Gary, I think the Steve that left the city of Tualatin and went to Clackamas County, was city manager of City of Tualatin for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dan Potter, who just passed away, was a futuristic person in the county. He was county administrator for quite a while. I don't think anybody can hold a match to Charlie Cameron. I think the county is so fortunate to have Charlie Cameron as the county administrator right now. And you've had some other ones. Ed Tenney from the Portland Water Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
Been some good people in Washington County. Of course, you go back, Oscar Haig and those people that had the idea that pushed. And,
right.
And, there's another fellow that doesn't get much recognition is Dave Dickens now. I don't know if you've talked to Dave at all
yet.
No,
I haven't.
Dave is with the RC&D. Was it Rural Conservation Development Commission?
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of a state and federally funded group that helps out agencies and individuals with problems. They don't have a lot of money, but they seem to know the right people to get to and talk to and stuff. He's done a lot for this county behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
The county, Bonnie Hayes did a good job for the county.
Mm-hmm. For the former
county chair.
County chair, right.
Another fellow that I think has not been involved recently, but Dr. Martin Johnson was involved with a lot of this stuff back in the 70s and 80s that we're starting to see come to fact now. Marty's a medical doctor. He's got Tigert Clinic in Tigert, but he was involved with early portions of water and sewer and planning, and it's kind of been out of it for the last few years, but a lot of the stuff that he worked on back in the 70s we're starting to see happen now. Mm-hmm. Now, we've had some good people in this county, and I'm sure every county says the same thing, but I got to tell you a story off the record. Is on the regional water plan, we had a number of public hearings throughout the region to just let people know what our findings have been in the way of water source and everything. And we tried to attend the ones that we weren't, you know, I didn't go to the Washington County ones, for instance. I went to the Clackamas County, and the folks from Multnomah Clackamas came out here. When I went to the Clackamas County one, some old gentleman got up, an elderly gentleman, he was on a cane, and he wanted the floor, and he came up to the podium, and he said, "When are we going to start acting like Washington County? Because Washington County is so far ahead of us in our planning, and they're 20 years in the future, and we're still back in the dark ages out here, and we just can't figure out why we can't get our county moving like Washington County is." and I took that as a call. He didn't know who I was or where I was from or anything else, but he was really upset because Clackamas County had not gotten into the 20th century yet.
Well, that's a nice compliment to Washington County. Mm-hmm. Okay, any other...
No, I don't have anything else. I'm not sure I did you any good, but...
Topics that we haven't discussed that you...
No, I can't think of anything.
Anything that we did talk about that you'd like to add anything to?
No, I think we about covered it.
Okay, well, thank you very much,
you
Gene.
You bet. Sorry I don't know more about the river, but...
Oh, it was a good interview. I think it'll be a good addition to the project, so thank you.